Senior Airman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Cobra Warrior 24, and the newest bomber. The 555th Fighter and 555th Fighter Generation Squadron from Aviano Air Base recently traveled to Royal Air Force Mildenhall to participate in Exercise Cobra Warrior 24 TAC-2. The partnership strengthens through recurring training events like Cobra Warrior, bolster NATO's ability to employ strategic force throughout the European theater.
8 NATO ally and partner countries are participating in Cobra Warrior, the United Kingdom's premier biannual air exercise. Cobra Warrior hosted over 40 aircraft and integrated air defense systems, focusing on tactical high-end warfighting in contested, degraded, and limited operating environments. The exercise also provides training on air missile defense, offensive counter-air, and personnel recovery. Major Brian Beals, 555th Fighter Generation Squadron Commander, explains how exercises like this strengthen the Alliance's shared commitment to global security and stability.
What's important to know, especially when you talk about great power competition, this is something that the Air Force cannot do alone. So we absolutely need our allies and partners, and we need to be able to have these rehearsals so that if one day we're called upon, we all act as one power.
Beals also says maintaining a collaborative relationship with our allies and partners allows the 31st Fighter Wing to use a network of resources throughout the theater to respond to threats. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio, AFN News.
The newest bomber. With your Air Force news, I'm Senior Airman Catherine Winchell. Department of the Air Force leaders and industry partners gave updates on the B-21 Raider, the Air Force's newest bomber at the Air, Space, and Cyber Conference. The new bomber passed a significant milestone, completing a test that confirmed its structural integrity. Now it will go through a fatigue testing campaign as it slowly replaces the B-1 Lancer and B-2 Spirit bombers, becoming the backbone of the Air Force's flexible global strike capability. The B-21 Raider is a long-range, highly survivable stealth bomber with a mix of conventional and nuclear munitions, making it the future airleg of the nuclear triad and a critical asset to deter conflict in great power competition. General Thomas Bussier, commander of Air Force Global Strike Command, says, "The B-21 fleet will provide great comfort to allies and should provide great pause to any potential adversary." Ellsworth Air Force Base, South Dakota, will be the first B-21 main operating base. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.